Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Protesting against the idea that their tuition dollars, that our U.S. taxpayer dollars, are being used to fund the ongoing genocide that has now killed over 35,000 Palestinians, half of which are children.
Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud says the Biden administration has failed to take enough action to slow genocide in Gaza, and that'll sway voters. Hundreds more pro-Palestinian university students were arrested yesterday. UCLA canceled classes after 15 were injured in clashes between protesters and counter-protesters. Republican lawmakers sparred with students at a George Washington University protest encampment. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert threatened to withdraw federal funding if faculty didn't act against them.
I had people proudly saying that they are faculty and not wanting to remove a Palestinian sign from the George Washington statue. If they don't want to do something to address this, well then kiss your federal funding goodbye.
Hard right Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is confirming she intends to force a vote to oust Speaker Mike Johnson next week. That's likely to fail thanks to unusual support from across the aisle. Greene furiously attacked that as a big, wet, sloppy Democrat kiss for Johnson. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says they're just avoiding more chaos.
House Republicans are either unwilling or unable to get Marjorie Taylor Greene and the extreme MAGA Republicans under control. And so it's going to take a bipartisan coalition and partnership to accomplish that objective.
Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs says she'll sign a repeal of Arizona's Civil War-era abortion law, leaving the state with a 15-week ban. The repeal might help Republicans move past an issue Democrats have been campaigning on for months. Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling around the country, arguing that overturning Roe v. Wade was the start of taking away women's rights and freedom.
And we all must understand who is to blame. Former President Donald Trump did this. And now Trump wants us to believe he will not sign a national ban.
A conspiracy theory posted last month falsely claimed that Social Security data showed 500,000 migrants registering to vote without a photo ID in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Texas. Candida Kenner with the New Pennsylvania Project says lies like this are being pushed by bad actors who want voter suppression.
The struggle continues for civil rights, for voting rights, for human rights here in America and across the country.
Finally, new data from the Utah Foundation says government dysfunction is a pressing issue there. Republican State Representative Robert Spendlove says voters feel ignored by politicians in a climate of government overreach and partisan division. He says they need to get people more engaged.
Do we revisit how people get to the ballot? Do we lower the threshold on signature gathering? Do we have different models of primaries?
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.